Before I get into my message today, I would like to encourage everyone to, if you haven't already, to prayerfully consider giving a faith promise.
在今天的讲道之前，我想鼓励大家，如果你还没有很认真的考虑今年到明年的拆船认线的话。
It's in the bulletin, but I think last week about half of our pledge was pledged.
这个奉献表格在我们的单张里边有，上个星期有大约一半的会众已经把他们的信心认线交上来了。
And if you don't have a faith card, we have for the English, we have a different color, but there's these faith promise papers.
英文堂的是这个粉色的单张，中文堂的可能不一定是粉色，但是这个信心认线表已经放在单张里面。
And if you haven't received one, if it's not in your bulletin, they're in the back table in the vestibule, and you can fill one out, and you can put it in the offering box.
如果你没有看到的话，我们在后面的桌子上有这个信心认线表，欢迎大家填写，然后放在奉献箱里。
Also, if you haven't received one, if you didn't come last week or were out of town, please pick up a mission booklet.
如果你上周没有能来参加我们的拆船年会，也欢迎你在后面拿取一份我们拆船年会的这个手册。
What's especially important, at least to me, about the booklet is we have prayer requests for all of our missionaries.
它特别的是我们所有支持的宣教士他们的祷告事项都在这个手册当中。
And I'd really like to encourage each of us who are part of C4 to maybe pray for a missionary daily.
所以我鼓励大家每天都花一些时间为我们的宣教士祷告。
So put this next to your Bible and let's keep our missionaries in prayer.
可以把这个放在我们的圣经当中，这样能够常常记得为宣教士祷告。
For our church this year, we've been focusing on the theme of being conformed to the image of Christ.
我们教会今年的主题是效法耶稣基督的榜样。
And our theme verse is, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son.
我们选定的经文是罗马书八章二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And so one of the things we've been doing in the English service is actually looking at the lives of some of the disciples of Jesus who experienced transformed lives.
我们在英文堂所讲的就是查考圣经当中一些门徒他们的经历，看到他们的生命是怎么样被基督所改变。
So we've looked at Zacchaeus, a tax collector who had an idol of greed, but nonetheless became a follower of Jesus.
在我们看到一个典型就是 Titus, 他以前是在希腊当中以前拜偶像，但是后来他成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And the Apostle Paul, who though he accomplished great things as a rabbi, as a religious leader, nonetheless viewed all of those things as rubbish.
那保罗他以前是犹太人的教师，他有很多显著的成就，然而因为认识了耶稣基督，他将以前的一切都看为粪土。
Because he had a higher calling of knowing Jesus.
因为他有一个更高的呼召，就是要认识基督。
Now today we're going to look at the disciple Luke.
今天我们要来看使徒路加。
And we'll see that he was a faithful servant of God.
我们看到他也是神的忠心的仆人。
And I was trying to think of who do I know from my past churches that could be categorized as a faithful servant.
所以我就想我自己从前所待过的教会里面有谁可以被称为神忠心的仆人呢？
And the person that came to mind was a brother from a church that I served in New York many years ago.
那我想到的一个是我许多年前在纽约牧会的时候知道的一个弟兄。
His name is Brother Marcus.
他的名字叫 Marcus.
There's an interesting situation.
有一个很有趣的情况。
There was an American church called Union Church.
有一个美国教会叫联合教会。
But it had kind of become an older church and most of the people were elderly.
但是呢，这个教会越来越老龄化，因为大部分的会众年纪都大了。
Then there was an Asian American fellowship of mostly high school and college, young people, Chinese Americans.
然后有一个亚裔美国人的团契，大部分是这边的华人的后代，一些学生。
And so there was an interesting combination of young and old.
所以这个教会的组合很奇怪，一边是老的，一边是年轻的。
Chinese and American.
啊，中国人和美国人。
And they put them together and started a new church.
所以他们加入到一起，成立了一个新的教会。
And it actually worked out really well.
但是这个结合看起来很不错。
And one of the leaders of the American side was Brother Marcus.
那美国堂那边的一个领袖之一就是 Marcus 弟兄。
I think by the time I got to know him, he was about 80 years old.
啊，我认识他的时候，他大约八十岁。
He had been with the church at least 60 years.
他在这个教会已经待了至少六十年。
Maybe he was even born in the church. I wasn't sure.
他甚至可能就是在这个教会出生的。
But he served faithfully as a deacon.
但是他多年忠心的服侍，曾当过执事。
The one-man cleanup crew.
他是在教会做清扫的人。
And he was a handyman.
他在教会做很多手工活。
So whenever anything went wrong, he was the one who fixed it.
如果有什么啊东西出了故障，他是去修理的那个人。
And one time, me and the senior pastor came to church, and we saw Marcus on top of a ladder changing light bulbs.
有一次啊，主任牧师来到教堂里边，发现 Marcus 爬在梯子上在换一个灯泡。
And we're like, no, don't do this.
那主任牧师说啊，你不要做这个。
He's like, no problem, I got it.
啊，他说没问题，我能换哈。
And so he managed to change the bulbs without falling and breaking his neck.
所以他终于还是把灯泡换好了，而且呢也没有掉下来，也没有折伤他的骨头。
But when I think of Marcus, like I said, I think of faithful servant.
所以我每当想到这个弟兄，我就会想到一个忠心的仆人。
And so I think today also when we look at Luke, that's the thought that comes to mind. Luke the disciple, faithful servant.
所以我们今天谈到路加的时候呢，我对他的感觉也就是这是一个啊神忠心的仆人。
And so we can see various passages throughout Scripture that refers to Luke, the disciple.
我们在新约的各个地方可以看到啊提到路加的一些经文。
And we see here Paul writing. He says, "Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends his greetings, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers."
啊，保罗有提到他，他说呢，为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗为你安，与我同工的马可、亚里达古、迪马、路加也都为你安。
And so we see here that Luke was a co-worker of Paul.
所以我们看到路加是保罗的一个同工。
He was on a missionary team.
他是在一个差传团队里面。
And the lead worker at this point, Paul, was in jail.
啊，这个时候呢，保罗正在坐监牢。
But nonetheless, Luke was there to try to help him.
但是呢，路加在那里帮助他。
And we don't know exactly what Luke looked like, but here's an artist rendering.
啊，我们不晓得路加到底长什么样，这是艺术家给他所做的一幅肖像。
Luke was actually not Hebrew, he was a Gentile.
他其实并不是犹太人，是一个外邦人。
We know that he lived in Turkey.
他在住在土耳其。
And he lived in a town called Troas.
他所住的那个城镇叫 Troas.
And we know that because when we read in Acts,
啊，我们知道这个信息，因为是在《使徒行传》当中有记载。
He writes about Paul, and he writes about others, saying he, them, they.
他在《使徒行传》里面提到保罗，提到其他人。他有时候说他，有时候说他们，有时候说我们。
But then once Paul arrives in Troas, and then the story picks up. All of a sudden, Luke writes in we did this, we did that.
当这个《使徒行传》的记载。到达 Troas 这个城市的时候呢，那个人称代词突然从他们变成了我们。
And so scholars think that's where Luke actually got to know Paul and began serving with him on his journey.
所以圣经学者认为呢，就是从这里开始，路加就成为保罗的同工，和他一起做工。
Ancient historians say that Luke lived quite a long life.
啊，有历史记载说路加一生啊活了很长的岁数。
Probably mid 70s, 80s.
可能啊，七十到八十岁。
There's a little disagreement. Some historians think that he, along with the apostles, was martyred.
啊，当然历史学家有一些分歧，有些人认为他是和保罗一起殉道的。
And the story has it that he was hung on an olive tree in Greece.
啊，其中有一种说法就是他是在啊希腊一棵橄榄树上被吊死的。
But we're not totally positive about that, but nonetheless, we know that he lived a long life and he was a faithful servant of God.
啊，我们不一定对这个完全相信，但是我们可以肯定的是，他确实是一位忠心的仆人。
And the first thing that we can see about his life was that he blessed the church through his ministry.
我们对他的了解，第一件事就是通过他的服事，他给教会带去祝福。
Luke 1:1-4 says, and I'll have Chung Young read it.
好，我们看到路加福音一章一到四节的记载啊，提亚菲罗大人呐、啊，有好些人提笔作书，述说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人从起初亲眼看见，又传给我们的。这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确实的。
And so we see here that Luke had decided that he wanted to put together some kind of a history of Jesus and his followers.
所以我们看到路加他决定呢要写一些历史记载啊，来记下耶稣和他的门徒所行过的事。
And he refers to sources.
他参考了其他资料。
Those that were handed down to us by the first eyewitnesses.
啊，是从第一手的见证人那里传下来的。
And so most certainly he had the Gospel of Mark in his possession.
我们几乎可以肯定他当时手上应该已经有马可福音这本书。
But he probably had other sources such as some sayings of Jesus and maybe he did some interviews of eyewitnesses.
当然他也可能有一些其他资料，比方说这些证人所讲的，或者是另外一些圣徒所记载的。
And so he sat down and he spent a lot of time writing the books that we know of, the Gospel of Luke and the Acts, the Acts of the Apostles.
所以啊，我们知道他一定花了相当多的时间写下了我们今天所读到的路加福音和使徒行传。
As a side note, I could never really understand the ordering of our more modern Bibles.
给大家稍微说一下，其实我不是完全明白我们今天的新约圣经为什么要按这个次序来排列。
Because we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts.
因为我们有泰科路约图。
But actually, Luke and Acts are volume 1 and 2.
但事实上，路加和使徒行传可以是上下卷的同一本书。
So if I were to put the order together, it would be Matthew, Mark, John, Luke, Acts.
如果我来排新约的话，我会排马太福音、马可福音、约翰福音、路加福音，然后使徒行传。
Now I think that Luke really had a desire to utilize his gifts and talents and abilities for the Lord.
我想路加他心中真的有一种热忱，他希望用神所给他的恩赐来服侍神。
As a companion of Paul, I'm sure he would have heard Paul's teaching and maybe even read this writing from Corinthians.
呀，他作为保罗的同工，他一定听过保罗的教。
Corinthians. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
那前哥林多前书四章二节说，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
And so I think he had come to the realization that God had given him a trust.
所以他一定意识到神给了他一个托付。
He was an educated man.
他受过很好的教育。
He was able to read.
他能够阅读
He was able to research.
他也能做研究
He was able to write.
他能写作
And though we take these things for granted in our modern day,
在今天的社会里面，我们把这些能力都视作理所当然的
In antiquity, the literacy rates would have been very low.
但是在古代，受过教育人的比例其实非常低
And even if you could read, the resources for you to actually write, would have been limited or expensive.
即使是你能够阅读，那说到要写作这个事情是其实要求很高。
But I think Luke was captured by a vision from God.
但是我想一定是神的意象紧紧地抓住了路加。
To serve God in a way that could bless the church.
他需要用祝福教会的方式来服侍神。
And that was to sit down and to write the gospel, to write about the life and the ministry of Jesus and the apostles.
所以他就决定要坐下来提笔来记载耶稣所行过的神迹，耶稣的门徒还有保罗他们所行的事。
And how God worked through believers in the early church through the power of the Spirit in Acts.
同时也在使徒行传当中要记载神如何通过圣灵啊使用他的这些门徒来做工。
Even secular historians regard Luke as a first-rate historian.
即算是啊世俗的历史学家也都认为路加是一位一流的历史学家。
Sir William Ramsay states Luke is a historian of the first rank. Not merely his statements of fact are trustworthy; he should be placed along with the very greatest of historians.
所以 William Ramsay 爵士说，他说路加是一位一流的历史学家。也不仅仅是他所记载的事实确凿可信，他的名字也当被列在最伟大的历史学家之列。
And although we may view Luke and Acts as a religious book or a spiritual book, God's word,
啊，我们可能把路加福音和使徒行传都看作一个属灵的书籍，看作是来自于神所默示的话语。
Nonetheless, if you look at it just purely as a historical work, it meets the highest standards.
那么即算你只是把它当作一本历史书籍来看，它的水准也是相当高。
And so I think that Luke really wanted to utilize his gifts and talents in order to help the churches gain a greater understanding of who Jesus was.
亚路加真是他有这种热情，希望用他的恩赐来记载耶稣的作为，用这种方式来帮助教会。
And I think we can be encouraged to do the same today.
Yeah, 我会鼓励大家，我们今天也可以同样的做这样。
Pastor Rick Warren has stated, "You are the manager of the gifts God has given you. They may be great or small in your eyes, but they matter to God."
Rick Warren 牧师他说呢，神给了我们恩赐，那你就是这个恩赐的管理者。这个恩赐或大或小，但是在神眼中，他们都是宝贵的。
And so, in a sense, we are given gifts and talents and skills by the Lord.
所以神给了我们每个人不同的才干、恩赐和能力。
And we are managers or stewards of those gifts.
我们是这些恩赐的管家。
And though most of us won't sit down and write history of the Christian church,
不一定很多人可能想坐下来想记载教会的历史。
Nonetheless, God can use our many gifts that He has given us to serve Him in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, 但是呢，神给了我们的恩赐可以用在其他的方面，而不一定是来写历史。
The second thing that we see here in this passage, in these passages, is that Luke edified the body through his vocation.
接下来我们看到第二点是，路加通过使用他的职业来建立教会。
Now, vocation is a little bit of a fancy English word to mean your work.
这个 vocation 这个词在英文当中是一个有点时髦高级的词汇。
But it could be beyond work if you're a student, your vocation would be to study and to be a student.
当然，如果你是一个学生，那你说你的职业就是读书学习。
And if you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, your vocation is to be a full-time parent.
如果你是待在家里全时职的爸爸或者是妈妈，那你可以说你的职业就是在家里做全职的父母。
And we see from this passage that Luke was a doctor. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings.
在我们从这哥罗西的记载可以知道呢，路加他是一位医生，因为这节经文说，所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。
Now, I wasn't exactly sure what a doctor did back in the Roman Empire 2,000 plus years ago.
Yeah, 我不太确定在2000多年前的罗马帝国医生到底是做什么。
But actually, I was to find through a deep research on Wikipedia.
所以我在维基百科上查了一下。
That Roman doctors were actually quite skillful in what they did.
其实当时的医生已经医术非常高超。
They had knowledge of hundreds of herbal and other medicines.
他们所掌握的药物可能超过上百种。
Which basically means they were able to write prescriptions.
也就是说，他们是可以开处方。
Maybe they'd be much like Chinese medicine. They knew a lot about the herbs and the plants in their context and how they could help people.
他们可能就像中医一样，因为他们知道很多植物的效用。
But they were also skilled in surgical procedures.
同时，他们的手术 他们的做手术也非常的高超。
And they use instruments that are familiar to us today: forceps, scalpels, and catheters.
他们所使用的手术器械呢，我们今天都听起来都非常熟悉，比方说像镊子啊、手术刀、导尿管。
And though they didn't have modern-day anesthesia, they actually did have herbs and medicines that would knock a person out so they could get operated on while asleep.
所以他们虽然没有我们今天所使用的麻醉药，但是他们可以用一些其他的药物使病人入睡，这样可以来动手术。
And so Luke would have been quite skilled in his vocation.
所以我想路加他的啊职业水平应当是相当高。
And we find in him, I see a desire to integrate his faith and his work.
但是我看到他有一个啊热情，就是要将他的职业和他的信心结合起来。
And to use his work for the glory of God and the furtherance of his kingdom.
那他要用他的职业来荣耀神，来扩展神的国度。
And I think he would have been needed on these missionary journeys by the Apostle Paul.
所以我想保罗在他的宣教队伍当中需要路加。
Because we know that Paul was beaten and stoned on numerous occasions.
因为我们知道保罗经历过多次的被鞭打呀，被扔石头。
Receiving 40 lashes minus one on a number of occasions.
有许多次他被鞭打40下减一下。
And so someone like Luke, the doctor, would be able to care for him and to help nurse him back to health.
呀，因为路加是医生，所以他有可能能够照顾，能够医治保罗。
We also know from Scripture that Paul had a thorn in the flesh.
我们也从经文知道保罗说他在肉体上有一根刺。
We don't know exactly what that is.
我们不是确切知道这根刺到底指的是什么。
But most scholars theorize it was something physical.
啊，但是许多学者认为应该是他身体上的疾病。
And so Luke may have been able to help Paul in his ongoing care of this thorn.
所以呢，路加也能帮助保罗来能够照顾他身上这根刺的问题。
Also, this is kind of a theory of mine. We know that Paul was a tent maker.
啊，我们也知道保罗是以织帐篷为生。
So, since he didn't receive a salary from the churches that he served, he and his companions would make tents, sell them, and be able to support the ministry.
因为他当时并没有从自己所牧养的教会呢支取任何的薪水，所以他和他的同工在啊就能够织帐篷，然后以这个为业。来支持自己生活。
And since Luke was part of this mission party, I'm sure that he used his profession as a doctor in order to help support their enterprise.
那我想啊，既然路加也在这个宣教团队里面，那么他也可以用他的职业啊，这医生的这个专业来啊，谋取一些生活的费用。
And though he doesn't refer to himself in Acts, I think that it's very likely that he would have made an impact on his community trying to help those who didn't know Jesus and to introduce them to Jesus.
在使徒行传当中，路加并没有提到自己的名字，但是我相信他也和团队的其他人一样啊，能够把人带到耶稣基督面前。
There's a member of one of my previous churches that I thought of when it comes to this idea of vocation.
在我曾经牧养的教会里面，有一个人提到这个职业的概念。
She was accepted into medical school.
她被医学院录取了。
But she was really struggling as to whether she should accept that particular space.
但是她内心非常挣扎，不能确定自己是否应当接受这个职位。
Because she was very active in the church.
因为她在教会有相当多的服事。
She served in the youth ministry.
她服事青少年。
She spent much time discipling young women.
她也花很多时间啊，给年轻的姐妹做门徒培训。
And she felt that if she went into medicine, that maybe her ministry would be diminished.
如果他去读医学院的话，那么他的服事就会受到影响。
And though she wasn't considering full-time ministry,
他虽然还没有考虑全职服事。
One of the thoughts that we had discussed was her maybe going into some other kind of medical field.
那但是他其中有一个想法，就是说他可能想去一个啊医疗团队。
Like maybe being a nurse or some physical therapist.
比如说做护士，或者是做一个理疗师。
Which though demanding professions.Would still probably give her some time to continue to serve.
那虽然这些工作虽然也要花时间，但是对她的服事的影响不会那么大。
But I encouraged her and we prayed that she really had to determine what was God's vocational calling in her life.
我们和她一起祷告， 那最重要的就是一定要确信神对他的呼召到底是什么。
And if it's a doctor, then that's what God wants you to do. He will use you in that vocation.
如果神呼召他做一个医生，那么他就应当用这个职业来服侍神。
And though you might not spend as much time doing church work, you're still doing God's work.
啊，虽然他花在教会服侍上的时间不一定那么多，但是他仍然是在做服侍神的工作。
And so her ultimate decision was to indeed go to medical school, and she is now a doctor.
最终她决定去医学院，啊，今天她已经是一名医生。
And she does a lot of community health care in New York City, and I think God really uses her skills as a physician to help those in her community and to shine the light for Jesus.
那她今天在纽约的社区里边做很多健康医疗的事情，神就用她的职业哈，啊，用接过她的职业能够彰显神的荣耀。
And that's our challenge and calling as well.
那么这也是对我们每一个人的挑战和呼召。
To integrate our faith and our work.
就是要将我们的职业和我们的信心结合起来。
And to seek to make a difference for the kingdom, no matter what context we may be in.
不管在什么环境当中啊，都能够为神的国度带来一些改变。
And so we see that Luke made a difference in the church through his ministry.
我们看到啊，路加通过他的服事给教会带来改变。
And through his work.
也借着他的工作带来改变。
We also see that he encouraged co-workers through his presence.
但是我们也看到他借着自己的同在来鼓励他的同工。
It says in 2 Timothy, Demas, because he loved this world, had deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Cretans had gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me.
提摩太后书四章十到十一节，保罗这样写道啊。因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。格勒士往加拉太去，提多往达马太去，唯有路加在我这里。
So we have an interesting dynamic here.
所以我们看到一个很有趣的状况。
We have Demas, one who was serving with Paul.
我们看到和保罗一起同工的迪马。
Who is mentioned in our other passages?
在前面一段经文已经提到他。
At some point, just had enough.
他到了某一点上，他觉得已经够了。
And we don't know his reasoning.
不知道什么原因。
But Paul says that he deserted me.
但是保罗说，迪马就抛弃了我。
And he did it because he loved the world.
他抛弃我是因为他更爱这个世界。
And so it must have been difficult being a co-worker with Paul.
所以我想做保罗的同工可能并不容易。
And maybe Demas just couldn't handle it anymore.
可能迪马就是觉得没有办法再做下去。
And so he decided to follow his own path.
所以他决定走自己的路。
But Luke, on the other hand, was perseverant.
但是我们看到路加却能够坚持下来。
And no matter what the obstacles, he continued to serve and be Paul's companion.
呀，不管遇到什么困难，他继续和保罗同工呀，做保罗的同伴。
And this led me to think of the verse in Ecclesiastes.
我们看到传道书这样记载。
4, 9, and 10.
呀，四章九到十节。
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls and does not have another to pick him up.
两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌，同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴。若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
And so though Luke wasn't the lead missionary,
所以虽然路加在团队里边并不是做领袖的
，the primary evangelist,
也不是主要的传福音人
，the teacher that could expound the great truths of God,
要做教师的人可以来啊，启示神所。交给我们的真理。
He nonetheless supported the one who did that, Paul, and brought him encouragement.
但是呢，他在保罗的旁边啊，给保罗极大的安慰和鼓励。
And I think even our presence alone can be a great encouragement to others.
所以我想，我们如果能够在同伴的旁边，本身就已经是一个很大的鼓励。
The picture of a church, as you see.
我们这里看到的是一张啊教会的照片。
I couldn't help but think of another faithful servant, and it's my servants, my aunt and my uncle.
我禁不住又想起另外一对忠心的仆人，是我的姑父和姑丈。
And like Marcus, I think they went to the same church for 50 years or more.
他就像 Marcus 这样，他们去同一家教会大约五十多年。
And from what I'm told, they sat in the same seat the whole time.
我听到的是他们每一次都坐在同样的座位上。
I can just imagine their horror if they came in and someone sat in their seat.
我想如果哪一天他们走到教会，突然发现自己的位置被别人坐了，一定非常的惊慌。
And I'm sure that it was a good reason to get a call from the pastor.
Yeah, 我想那如果牧师接到这个打电话也是有原因的。
Because if they were missing, I'm sure the pastor's like, where are they?
Yeah, 因为他们说啊，我们的座位去哪里了？
But nonetheless, I believe that their presence was an encouragement to the pastor and coworkers and to the members.
但是我想，当他们每次出现在教会的时候，对他们的牧师、对弟兄姐妹和同工都是一个很大的鼓励。
And whatever our involvement in church, we're called to encourage one another.
那我们来到教会，神也呼召我们要互相鼓励。
And if we're not here on a given Sunday for whatever reason, that's a presence that hopefully is missed.
呀，如果哪一天哪个主日我们因为一些原因不能来教会，我希望会有人想念到那些人。
Because as Paul writes, we can be an encouragement and should be an encouragement to one another.
因为保罗说我们应当彼此劝慰彼此建立。
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just in fact as you are doing.
呀，就是正如你们素常所行的互相鼓励。
And so through our presence, we can take opportunities to be encouragers.
Yeah, 我们的同在就能够彼此来互相鼓励。
And to help those who might be struggling.
我们也能够鼓励那些正在挣扎的弟兄姐妹。
Or who may have fallen.
或是那些跌倒的人。
And so as I conclude, I think this is a good summary of what we've seen from Luke, the faithful disciple.
所以我们现在就要总结一下，在路加这个门徒身上我们所看到的。
And so as Luke, I think each of us are called to faithfully serve the Lord.
所以神呼召我们每一个人都忠心地服侍他。
Through your ministry.
也借着我们的服侍。
Through your work and by encouraging one another.
也借着我们的工作能够彼此鼓励。
And though our work and our ministry, and even our encouragements are different than that of Luke.
那虽然我们所能服侍的，我们的工作所做的，以及我们的鼓励，虽然和路加的不一定完全一样。
Nonetheless, the Lord desires that we be those faithful servants, that make a difference in the lives of others and our world.
但是神渴慕我们能成为一个忠心的仆人，能给他人的生活，也给这个世界带来一些不同。
And then we can look forward to, in the end, when we appear before Jesus, these words.
那当最终那一天我们站在主耶稣面前的时候，我们希望看到这样的话。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
做得好，忠心良善的仆人。
And I really like this little tagline on top. I don't know if you can see it.
我非常喜欢上面那一行小字。
It says, "Touched by God, empowered to serve."
上面说被神所触摸。And what's the second part?
Empowered to serve.
Empowered 用神的能力来服侍。
And I think this is what happened in the life of Luke.
我想这就是路加的生命的见证。
He was touched by God.
他被神触摸。
And God gave him a vision to serve him in his ministry and his work.
神就给他一个意象，借着他的工作，他的服事，来服事神。
And he did it not on his own strength, but he did it through the power of the Holy Spirit.
他不是按照自己的能力来做，乃是按照圣灵所赋给他的能力。
And so that's my encouragement to you and to me.
这就是我给大家的鼓励，也是鼓励我自己。
That this week as we seek to serve the Lord, that we would do so with faithfulness and with joy.
那这一周我们在服事神的时候，希望大家能够有忠心，也能有喜乐。
May God be to God be the glory.
愿一切的荣耀都归给神。
Amen.